outsiders never really understand what editors do. As if our job was to pull out the bad stuff. Yes, that's partially true. Follow the script as if it were a prescriptive pattern. Yes, that's partially true. Do what the director dictates. Yes, that's partially true. But I'll let you in on a secret. I feel incapable of tackling the film when I first start. The stages of self-doubt grow in my head until out of desperation, I let the process take over. One day at a time becomes my mantra. Editing is complicated thing to define, but I'm certain of one thing. We have the best job in film. We take everyone's contributions, their special talents, and combine them as if by alchemy to tell a story in words, images, sound, music, to sculpt it into a coherent emotional whole. Thanks to editing, I've lived on the Western frontier, in post-war New York, in the Andes, in Texas during the Depression, in suburban Pittsburgh, in medieval London. I've had an extraterrestrial as a best friend. I've lived in the dark, forbidden corners of the Florida coast, and I've seen the mystical side of Los Angeles. After 4 decades in the movie business, I can say that much of my life has been spent in a dark room. So if I have one bit of advice to offer this evening, movies matter, directors matter, every shot, every cut matters, so choose wisely. We have one life to live, and the closer I get to that distant horizon, everything in my life matters. In pre-production, there's a script, and after several months shooting, there's a story in the can. Months after that, the finished movie is a DCP on a drive, in the theaters, on the internet. It's magic. I've had a life full of magic.